You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenyx.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
So right now, all the top trending topics, UCLA, NYPD, Gaza. I mean, it's all still about the campus protests and things like that. So I just watched some live video about an hour ago, police going onto the campus of UCLA. But it didn't look like they were arresting anybody. But it has been happening for the last couple of days.
I know they broke up one of the rest. Is it 14 or 19 people at Tulane University yesterday? They broke up that. And of the 19 people that were arrested, three were actual students.
Yeah.
So you're seeing that that's coming out more and more. It's something that TJ talked about a couple of days ago, but it's coming out more and more as they start to get into the totals of people who were arrested, that very few of these people who get arrested are actually students.
Yeah. Crack the heads. That's what you got to do. You don't have to be the Taliban to field a baton.
Okay.
Well, the University of Iran is offering scholarships to students that have been expelled from some of these colleges. So, you know, if you get kicked out of your school here, you can go to the University of Iran.
Yeah, that'd be a good fit. That'd be a good fit for these anti-American protesters that are out there. But you know what? A lot of them, the ones who are just stupid and they think they're revolutionaries, as soon as they step foot in Iran, would be killed.
Yeah. Can't be that fun.
Yeah. I did see something yesterday that made me really sad. Just kind of watched a TikTok and just went, oh, feel sorry for this girl. And many people like her. She goes to USC, the University of Southern California, and she said, they have canceled our commencement Saturday. Then she made an amazing point. She said, I am of the COVID high school generation. My high school graduation was canceled, and now my college graduation has been canceled. She said, I've graduated from high school and college, and I have never been to a graduation ceremony. And I said, it's sad. Sucks, yeah. She's never gotten that moment where you're like, oh, this is it. Both of them taken away from her through no fault of her own. And there are thousands of kids like that around the country. It's just, it's unfair and it's sad and you hate to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It may be partly her fault, though. Depends on who she voted for.
Oh, I don't know. She probably didn't vote. She just said she wasn't involved in any of the stuff going on. But it made her really sad. Bummed out to hear that she did that. That made me sad for her. And so many people like her.
Hopefully she's still got to go to Cheesecake Factory afterwards or something. X-Men 97 is trending this morning. The part one of the finale. This is the cartoon X-Men that people, I didn't realize how deep this goes. People love this show. Rob, is it that good?
It's the best Marvel television show of all time.
People, you should see the comments from these millennials and some Gen Z, I guess, loving this show. It is remarkable. I've never seen anything like it for a cartoon that looks like it was made in 1997. Pretty wild stuff. And then Britney Spears, her divorce has been finalized. So just get a fresh, clean start for Britney. And those are a few things that are now trending.
So where is K-Fit? I mean, they've been separated for a long time.
K-Fit's doing a while.
Finally got divorced. Whoa, that's big. Okay, now we all are familiar with the term trouser snake.
Okay.
But never has a trouser snake alerted federal authorities that something bad was going on. But it has now. We'll tell you about it coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenyx.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it now, available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
You can still make a donation to Back the Blue NC fund for the marshals and Charlotte Mecklenburg police officers who were shot the other day. You can still do that. Go to any of our social medias, and you can link through right there to give a donation. There was a huge procession yesterday for one of the fallen heroes through our little suburb here of Mooresville, North Carolina. It was
amazing.
It was something to see.
It was really unbelievable.
Coming up the interstate. But the TSA agents in Miami, you know, as we're talking about federal agents, wouldn't put TSA agents in the same category. But still, they work at the Miami International Airport, and there was a man who was trying to get through there with a trouser snake, and the U.S. Customs and Border Protection and Miami-Dade police had to put a stop to that. He had those little bags that sunglasses come in, and you can use it to clean the sunglasses and all that, the little soft bags. He had some kind of little pink snakes that he was trying to smuggle in to the country, and he had them in his pocket, in his pants. He had them stuffed in his pants.
Wait,
the trouser snake. You see?
Like tiny snakes?
Yeah, they're little, and it shows somebody holding one of them. He's holding the trouser snake and not worried that it's going to bite him. Like, he doesn't even have the head of the trouser snake. He's got just holding the whole, letting it crawl on his arm. So he's not afraid that it's going to bite him and being venomous. But I think that it doesn't say what happened to the person that was trying to bring the snake into the country, but I am so adamant about stopping that they should detain that person and then get him back to whatever country of his or is a country of origin, and never let him come back into the United States again. You got to stop all this animal smuggling. That's how we end up with these snakehead fish and stuff that come in and they eat people.
Nothing good.
They get out on land and start walking around, and the next thing you know, they're eating people. Are those fish that just jump out and knock people in the head when they're going down the water in their boats?
Nothing good ever comes from an animal being brought here or anywhere else from its natural habitat.
And I would have to say maybe I'm anti-exotic pet.
Oh, all the way around?
In U.S. America, yeah. I'm an anti-exotic pet person.
Even if the exotic pet came from within the United States?
Because there ain't nothing in the United States exotic.
I was about to say, wouldn't it, in the definition, not exotic?
Yeah.
So, nothing in the United States.
That's how exotic. American I am, by God. I don't even want exotic pets in America. Because there's nothing but trouble.
So true.
So don't try to sneak snakes.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics. Neogenix.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So the state of Alabama is a big, big deal to Ace and me. Both being born and raised in Louisiana, when we decided to become a radio team, we knew that we were going to have to move about the country in order to make a name for ourselves and have some success. So we moved from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, to Huntsville, Alabama, and we loved it. We loved living in Alabama. And then, you know, after that, we became syndicated with a radio station there and have worked alongside people from Alabama and you know, kind of as an appendage of ours in our career. So we love Alabama. Not the football team, University of Alabama, by any means. Not that. The state of Alabama and the people. When they're not talking about football,
we had to throw it by any means.
Yeah. Okay. So, naturally, when I saw this story from Dothan, Alabama, I thought, well, we need to check that out. That's got to be interesting. What's going on there? And it seems that at an apartment complex, there have been several shootings lately. And they were out reporting from the apartments after one of the latest shooting. And there was a lady who was almost caught in the crossfire. And this is what she said on the news whenever they asked her what her account of the events were.
So I'm getting to the car. I hear fire, 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 at least by several rounds. So I'm ducking, I'm dodging, I'm ducking, I'm dodging, I'm ducking, doing little Kim, trying to get my baby in the car, and I throw my baby in the back seat, and we just sped off. Sometimes I don't feel safe. I don't feel safe. I be kind of paranoid out here sometimes. I be scared. If you stay in Westgate Village, stay in your house. That's all I got to say.
So she ducking and dodging. She was doing the motions and all that. She did it and doing Lil' Kim.
Her Lil' Kim dance moves essentially saved her life. Yeah. She was doing Lil' Kim.
That's what she's saying. Right. She was able to dodge the spray of bullets because she was doing Lil' Kim. Now, the thing about that is, do you know how worse I would handle that situation? I would still be freaked out. I'd go, I can't talk to anybody right now. Right. I almost got shot. You don't understand. I was almost shot with my kids. I can't talk right now. She's like, I was ducking and dodging. Doing Lil' Kim.
Apparently she's more used to it there in Westlake Village. Things are not good.
She's just a little bit tougher.
Yeah. That's awesome. Her Lil' Kim dance move saved her life.
Yeah. We had a firecracker incident on the show one time, and the guy that worked for us acted like he had been shot because a firecracker burned his stomach when we were doing that. And we acted like, oh, my God, are you okay? But he should have been doing Lil' Kim even back then, and right, he would not have been injured.
He'd been all right.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you start getting down today about something. Just think about this lady. She was shot at, and she's still able to tell the story like that.
With a good
attitude. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant-free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenix.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Hey, make sure you got that app of ours. It's called the Ace and TJ family app. And you can listen to and watch all of our content. And we're working hard for you, putting up all kinds of content, trying to get something to stick. That's what we're basically doing. What's going to stick?
Yeah, what's going to stick, man?
Yeah. We're
throwing a boatload of spaghetti against the wall waiting to see what sticks.
Mm-hmm. So, is it necessary to tell people where to get apps? We don't really need to do that, do we?
In your app store.
Yeah.
They will do just fine.
Right. Yeah. If you didn't tell them, they'd find it.
It's like still giving people a web address and saying www.
Yeah. If you don't know where to find apps, the app is probably not for you.
Yeah, you're not going to. If somebody tells you where to find it, you're not going to know how to run it.
You're not going to know what to do with it. Just don't sweat it.
So, this is sad, but I think a lot of people will find this to be one of those stories where, you know, you're not supposed to laugh, but you can't help it.
Right.
Look, I'm not saying that I'm one of those peoples. I think it's sad. There was a field trip in the Seattle area, and there were little kids, I think kindergarten age, and they had gone to the zoo, the Woodland Park Zoo, and they were looking at the bears in the little enclosure, and the bears have little water areas in there for them to splash about and do whatnot, you know, drink from, I guess. And then a family of ducks, five little ducks and their mom came walking by, and the kids were all excited to see the little duckies. And next thing you know, the bear doesn't think about little kids being on a field trip and having to see something that's going to freak them out a little bit. So he eats the ducklings.
Ooh.
Right in front
gobbled
of
gobbled them up. Back. Rob.
What happened?
Stop laughing.
It's not funny, Rob.
No, it's not.
I'm sorry. I can't help it. When I get nervous, I laugh.
And it reminded me of that story when there was an oil spill back in the 90s. And all these classes went and got these animals who had gotten oil on them and all, and there was a bunch of otters in this class, and this whole school cleaned up these otters and nursed them back to health, and then they had a big deal on the news live where they were going to turn them loose back out into the water. And as soon as they let them go, all the kids are sitting there and they're cheering and they're watching the little otters go back, and next thing you know, an orca comes up and eats all the otters right there in front of the school. Now, which one's more traumatizing? I would think the ones where you've actually been a part of being the owner of the otters, so than just some stranger ducklings.
You went above and beyond to try to help those otters and save them. Mm.
And why does this mama duck not protect her babies?
She's out.
Yeah, what a terrible mother.
Well, they go flying all in different directions. Yeah. She had no say in what was happening.
I think she could have taken that bear.
Yeah. Or
at least tried.
Yeah.
Oh, and it was vicious, too. Yeah. I mean, it was you feathers flying everywhere.
It's an ugly scene.
The all greatest part, though, all the kids are, oh, my God. And you hear a couple of dads in the background going, like, they can't believe what just happened.
Hey, man, it's nature. It's the food chain.
That's what they were thinking.
Hey, but it's a perfect lesson for these kids to learn. Survival of the fittest.
Riggins and Now Trending coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
If If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenix.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
So there's a lot of things trending this morning. Thank you for the applause. I needed that today.
Yeah.
Happy Thursday. There are a lot of things trending this morning, and certainly the top trending topic we'll get to in just a second. But Deion Sanders has been in the news these last 48 hours or so. He's responding to all the critics of his coaching ability for the Colorado college football team. Does he have a point here? He's going off.
What did he say? What is his quote?
Well, I don't have the quote here, but I saw him attacking people, attacking the critics, and then criticizing the students that are trying to get into the transfer portal to go to other schools.
Yeah.
Saying, yeah. And then posting like their stats and things like that, saying like, "Oh yeah, we lost like another good one."
These kids. Well, yeah. I mean, for you to expect at this point Deion Sanders to act like a professional coach. Good or bad, yeah. I mean, he's not going to. I mean, that's part of the draw of him is that he's, you know, he's more like a speaks and presents himself more like a wrestler, a professional wrestler.
Yeah.
You know, than a coach.
He made it exciting, though, right? I mean, it was
it made it super exciting
to watch that football team for the first time, even though they went, what, 4-8 over the season?
Yeah.
I can't stand it.
I didn't say I can't stand him.
I just can't stand how he makes it about him more than anything else. And that's why he's lashing out now. He's lashing out because people are criticizing him.
Yeah. Yesterday he said, I'm usually busy, but today I've got time. And then just started responding to like tweet after tweet.
And that's his main thing is that he wants all that social media stuff, you know.
He likes it.
Yeah.
He likes the attention.
That's why they say he plays for clicks and not wins or whatever.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see if that matters. Like, you know, does the viral nature of whatever you're doing overshadow the actual talent? Who knows?
No, because if he loses this year, he's probably gone.
They're going to fire him?
For the money they're paying, if he goes 4-8 and say he goes 4-8 again, okay, Deion, this isn't working out.
Even if the stadium is packed?
Yeah, I think so. I'll be curious to see if the stadium's packed after about the second game this year if they don't win.
Okay.
Yeah, once it gets cold,
they're out. right. Today is National Day of Prayer. National Day of Prayer, so they're a different kind of – it's not a protest. It's more of students going out, I guess, onto the campus and praying in public is what they do on National Day of Prayer. But I think all the prayers could be used because right now all the top trending topics relate to, you know, the protests happening on college campuses across the country. UCLA.
I don't think that's stopping anytime soon. That's still going to be the big story for the rest of the day today, tomorrow, everywhere.
Is there a deadline for these colleges when they have to kind of wrap things up?
Well, I guess the end of the semester, everybody goes home. But if, depending on how many of these people are actual students, no, things could continue. But probably this, as the semester comes to an end. But most places have commencement ceremonies here in the next few days.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
Yeah.
When negotiating with these terrorists supporting anti-American idiots, just negotiate what? Negotiation is either you get out of here or we're going to put you down. The baton on the head. We're going to tase you. We're going to put you in jail. We're going to knock you out and then send a street sweeper over here to pick you up. Get out of here. You're breaking the law.
Get. So I saw a crazy tweet yesterday, and I wonder if this happens in all relationships. We'll find out next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenix.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
The Ace and TJ family app is free. ACTJ.com/app if you don't have it yet. iOS, Android, we've got both. And you can stream the show, watch the show, win great prizes. We're giving out tons of tickets to this Love and Life Music Fest, which happens this weekend in Uptown Charlotte. It's going to be a crazy weekend. We got different prizes. You could win a Mother's Day spa experience package from the Hyatt Centric. You can win great prizes on the Ace and TJ family app. So go get it today if you don't already have it. First, I cut the grass yesterday, and I had to pull out a can of WD-40 to grease the blades.
Yep.
Do you know what WD-40 stands for?
No.
Never really thought about it. I'm like, oh, do you know what it is?
No.
Water displacement 40th formula. 40th formula.
Huh.
It took them 40 formulas to get it right?
It took them that was Rob, their 40th try.
Rob, don't act like you're sitting there thinking, they should have gotten that right on the 10th formula.
Yeah.
you don't know what that involves.
But do you advertise, it took us 40 tries, but we got there.
Well, I guess that they were going to, and they were like, well, maybe we shouldn't tell people that.
Maybe they use the other 39 formulas for other things.
Yeah.
That's true. Maybe.
Yeah.
But I think he was developing something for NASA or something. But yeah, it took him 40 tries.
But Robbie, it's now like, oh, it took him 40 times?
Wow. Rob,
yeah, come on.
And it's like, the one thing, it's WD-40. That's what you get. So it might have been worth 40 times. They've sold enough of it to be like, okay, it was worth it.
I mean, that's one of those products, though, that everybody uses.
Everybody's
it's got never it. Changed. The colors don't change. The cans never change. It looks exactly the same as it did when I was a kid.
I love the smell.
Oh. You do?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good smell.
And you can use it for anything. It's great.
Yeah, it's great. So water displacement 40th formula. Take that with you throughout the day. I did not ask. We've got a listener. I love him. I follow him on Twitter. He's got great tweets. And I didn't ask him if I could share this on the radio, but I'm not going to give you his name, but he'll know. This is what he said. He's a married guy. And he said, I have a sneaky suspicion that my wife always leaves just a little on her plate and brings it to me to see if I want it. All is a way to get me to deal with her dishes as well as mine after dinner wraps up.
You want the rest of this?
Yeah.
That's pretty smart. And then he follows it up. He goes, and if so, well played. That's very well played. Yeah, I didn't even think about it. So he finishes his food. She brings over a plate and she's like, here, you want to finish
this? The rest of this?
And then just kind of casually, eases away.
Eases off. So
I think that's pretty smart if that's what she's doing. Now that would just be.
I kind of do something like that.
Well, that was going to be my question. What's like the little game you've got going on?
If my wife and I are going somewhere and we both have to take a shower, I will say, hey, can I just go in first? Because I won't take as long in the shower as you will. And she'll go, yeah, let me know, though, when you're out, because that way I won't have to squeegee it.
Oh, that's a great one. That's a perfect example. Yeah. To keep it clean. Uh-huh. Oh, you got to squeegee every time.
Yeah.
Oh man. As a bachelor, I have not squeegeed my shower yet, but I understand it like a relationship. Doors and stuff. Sure. So, what is that little game that's constantly being played in your house, in your relationship, but in your home, whether you're married or you're just dating? Hopefully, we've got. I would have never even thought of something like that. So that's brilliant. What do you have at the Ace TJ Show? You could be anonymous if you want to. We'll get your answers next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenix.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Available when you want it, how how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Richard Takato sponsors the Ace and TJ show. Great guy. He's a mortgage expert, and he has a lot of options that banks can't give you when you go to secure a mortgage. So whether you're buying a home, you're looking to refinance, or even open a home equity line, Richard can handle all of that stuff. HomeWithRichard.com, or you can give him a call, one short 5-minute phone call. It's really all the time he needs to help you get sorted out. So he's wonderful. Richard Takato. So we're talking about these little games. We have a listener of the show. He's a graphic designer. Love his tweets. But he tweeted and said that after dinner, he'll finish his food, and then his wife will come over with just a little bit on her plate, and she says, hey, do you want to finish this for him? And he thinks that she does that, so he'll be in charge of washing the dishes after dinner is over.
Brilliant.
It's pretty brilliant, yeah. If that's actually what she's doing. And he acknowledged it. He goes, if that's true, that's pretty clever and good for you. Yeah. But then TJ shared, what's the little game that's constantly being played in your house, small or big? Maybe you don't ever even talk about it. But TJ pointed out, when they get ready to go out to eat or whatever, he makes sure to shower first so that when Jody showers after him, she'll have to squeegee the shower so he doesn't have to. I think that's brilliant. I mean, it's pretty smart thinking. It's also
deviously lazy.
Deviously lazy? Is that the right? Maybe.
I like that term. I'm deviously lazy.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Ace, I know you've got these things. I know you've talked about your trash, stacking things on top of the garbage can so that the last person that does, it's like a game of Jenga, isn't it?
Well, kind of, only that's Amanda's way of making the point that the trash needs to be taken out.
Exactly.
For example, you could go to that and just push it down, and that's the little game that she plays. She doesn't push it. You could easily push it down and save some space, mm-hmm. but she just piles it up, and then she'll pile up stuff, and then rather than put something else there, she'll just craft everything on top of everything else so that it piles up and the trash can leans against the wall in a little closet so that if I open the trash, it looks like 7 feet of trash is piled up there. Where yeah. if you take your hand and push it down, it all goes back down into the thing. Yeah. But that's the message. That's her way of telling me the trash needs to be taken out.
Yeah.
She injured, so she can't take it out herself?
Well, no, I do the trash. I don't want to ever take the trash out.
That's dumb.
I'll take care of the trash. I don't want her getting her hands in the trash and everything.
Well, if she's going to act like that when you don't take it out, no. She can take it herself.
Yeah. Rob, the little game you have going on is with that air fryer.
Yep. Every day.
Every day.
I at least use it most days. So.
So if you've never heard that story, Rob likes the air fryer to be sitting on the edge of the counter. Cause that's where he likes to use it. And when she goes, she likes to replace the air fryer, pushes it back to the back of the counter. And then he will pull it back out for no reason. I mean, he's not even going to use it. He just likes having it out.
Yep. Because it doesn't make any sense to me.
It makes total sense to everybody but you that you don't leave it sitting at the edge of the counter, that it should be pushed back farther. Well, you're the only person that says it doesn't make any sense.
Let me tell you that it doesn't make sense that it doesn't make sense to you.
Yeah.
So but what do you got there?
The thing is, though, is that he just refuses to do something just for the sake of making the other person happy, just even if he doesn't understand it.
You know what? Yeah. This is not be just to make her happy. I'm just going to leave it back there.
If it made sense, I'd do it.
Mm. That a boy. Just dig your heels in even deeper. I love it.
She's not using that counter space in front of it.
I'd come in and I'd unplug that thing one day, and when you got home, it'd be in the yard.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, NEOGENIX.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it now, available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace. Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Get the Ace and TJ family app. That way you can listen to TJ's podcast live at 10 Eastern every day. You get to stream Ace and Friends every day at 3 p.m. Eastern. Plus all the other podcasts that we do. TJ and Jody's House, the Nerd News. So many things are happening all on the Ace and TJ family app. So go get it. I am so glad somebody else is sharing this because I have held on to a dirty little secret since I was 15 years old. I've never wanted to share this with anyone because I feel like it would freak them out.
Okay.
But somebody has pointed something out on TikTok that I have known for decades. When you go to the grocery store and you grab your cart, where's the one place you should never put groceries?
The one place you should never put groceries.
Oh, I think I know why.
In the top little tray?
That is correct.
Where the baby sits.
Where the baby sits.
Where the baby sits.
Yeah.
And why would you not want to put your groceries? Because
they poop there.
Yeah.
Every once in a while.
Oh, my God.
There would be...
from when you worked at the grocery store in high school.
I worked one of my first jobs when I was 15 or 14. I started working as a bagger at the grocery store, and part of that job was collecting the carts out in the parking lot and organizing that whole section and stuff. Every 3 months or so, you would deal with, and a lot of it in that one specific area. Now,
and they would just go off and leave it.
They would leave it. Most of the times that you saw it, they would have left it. So you would be responsible for cleaning it up. And they did hire a company that would, I think once a year or every 6 months, come in and do a deep cleaning with pressure washers and stuff. But still, on a day-to-day basis, there's a lot of babies sitting in that section. So to me, I see a lot of people, the first place they go typically is the produce section, and that's the first area that you start loading your groceries because it's the closest to you. So they'll put the potatoes in a bag or the cucumbers in a bag and put it right there. And I think that's a thin piece of plastic holding those vegetables in there. And there was, it could happen. There could be some transfer from that baby seat to whatever you're consuming. So a guy on TikTok pointed it out and said, don't ever put your groceries in that section.
That's a good point.
So I kept that to myself because it's so disgusting. Yeah. I never wanted to freak people out like that. But
what's interesting, we have a thing that goes, and I don't think they had this when I had, my first two kids, but now with a 10-month-old, we have a thing that when you go to the grocery store, Amanda keeps it in her car, and it's kind of a liner that fills that. It's got little animals and stuff on it.
Really?
And it helps so stuff doesn't fall through.
Yeah.
It has a little back, a flap that goes over the front and over the back and everything. So he makes no contact with it. None of his stuff makes contact with the thing either.
That's a good idea. That's actually a brilliant idea.
I had never seen that before. I was like, oh, they didn't have this 20 years ago. When I
no. So definitely not.
So it's not good for me to take just a bunch of grapes and sit them on that seat and then snack on them as I'm shopping. Yeah. You're saying that's not good.
No, you're just raw dogging the grapes in the cart now. Not at all. Now trending next.
Live on your radio and anytime you want us, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics. Neogenix.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
So the University of Iran is offering scholarships to the students on college campuses that have been expelled, giving them full rides in some cases. I don't know how much it costs to go to the University of Iran.
Let me give you a personal opinion on that. To me, that should tell you all you need to know.
Yeah.
About what side you should be on this thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When your sworn enemy is offering people scholarships, that shouldn't be the side we're on. That's all there is to it.
Seems like a rough, yeah. I don't know. That would be a tough to go from America to Iran.
So if you're thinking, which side of this argument should I be on? Not that one.
Yeah.
I think they should be made to go. They should be forced to go.
Force them
out. If you're out there breaking the law and shouting death to America and trying to do something bad to the American flag, they should load you up and make you go to college in Iran. That's what they should do.
Hard line. So Airbnb has a new little fun thing they're doing. They've recreated the home from the movie Up. Remember the Disney Pixar movie Up with the little old man and the wife that dies, and then the house flies away on balloons. They've recreated this house so you can live like you were in that Pixar movie. And they will actually hoist the house up into the air with a crane, and you can spend the night in the air, suspended in the air, in a recreation of the house from the movie Up. Hmm. Is this appealing to you, Rob?
No.
Because it's in the air?
It's just not interesting.
What if I tell you they've also recreated the X-Men mansion?
Now that one I already knew and I'm in.
You turned the corner pretty quickly.
Yeah, that happened fast.
I don't know how much it costs, but typically when they do things like that, it's usually for $99 or something like that a night. But they have so much publicity for these things that they make up for it.
I bet the X-Men one is $97 per month.
Very possibly. Well, X-Men 97 is also one of the top trending topics. The first part of the finale is available to watch now. People absolutely love it. And when I say people...
there's a sect of the people that are into this,
yeah, sure. Ravenous about it. So Rob being one of them, the Marvel nerds, but they seem to absolutely love it. And those are just a few things that are now trending.
Why is it so important that you are an active member of the Ace and TJ radio family? We will tell you, and thank you. Coming up next, you feel great about this.
This is the Ace and TJ show.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. NEOGENIX.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ show. Watch it now, available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Yesterday was a big day for all of us on the Ace and TJ show, a very important day because we have a charity called Peyton's Promise. Peyton'sPromise.org is where you can go and find out everything that you need to know about Peyton's Promise. But Peyton's Promise is designed to offer aid immediately, directly to the source when need be. And we're very proud of how quickly and efficiently we can do things because you are such a great Ace and TJ radio family. And your support of Peyton's Promise allows us the opportunity to step in quickly and act and hopefully spur others to act. Well, yesterday we made a $10,000 donation through Peyton's Promise to the GoFundMe for the four law enforcement officers who were killed in the line of duty. They were ambushed. It was the lead story, national news, on Monday. Three U.S. Marshals, one member of the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department. And after making that yesterday, a lot of people contacted us and said, hey, thanks for posting this. I'm going to follow up. I'm going to add to the GoFundMe, all that kind of great stuff. And then we got a couple of messages that really stood out. One said, DM, remaining anonymous, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for donating to the GoFundMe. I've never been more proud to not only be a listener, but a monthly contributor to Peyton's Promise. Although we're here in Person County, this hit home for us. The warrant that was attempting to be executed was one that our jurisdiction took out. Again, thank you and God bless. That's from a law enforcement officer. And just wanted everybody to know how much all law enforcement officers appreciate the support that's being shown for the law enforcement family during a very difficult time. And here's a guy, he's a monthly contributor to Peyton's Promise. And it's that type of stuff that has allowed us the opportunity to do these types of things that are so important, not only to us, but also for the communities in which the Ace and TJ show is heard. So thank you for being involved with Peyton's Promise. Thank you for being involved with the Ace and TJ show. Thank you to everybody who's followed up and supported this GoFundMe for the families of these fallen officers. It's important stuff, and it's really special. And we really appreciate it. All right. And again, if you want to find out more about Peyton's Promise, you just go to peytonspromise.org. There is a guy who has become a national hero. It'll make you laugh. It also may make you a little bit sick to your stomach. Coming up next. Hang on.
It's radio. It's a podcast. It's the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show. More next.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics. Neogenix.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Tuesday was Dollar Hot Dog Night at Citi Field in New York. Queens, New York, specifically home of the New York Mets. And a New York Mets fan has become a hero of sorts all across America because he showed up in a hot dog hat and a white t-shirt. It's Dollar Hot Dog Night, and on his white t-shirt, he had a Sharpie that he brought with him, and he was using that Sharpie to write on his t-shirt and keep track of how many hot dogs he ate during the game. Now, when people found out, well, I'll let you hear it for yourself. This is what ensued as the night progressed.
One more dog!
They just began chanting and cheering, one more dog. And they're then throwing hot dogs at him. People are buying hot dogs and lobbing them up there. He was also using his shirt to track how many beers he drank.
Whoa.
It was all in good fun. But security got worried and thought, okay, this could get dangerous. It could get out of hand. Mm-hmm. So they moved in, and they ended up escorting him out of the stadium. Not in an angry way, like, hey, man, just fear and let's... Let us help you get out of here to make sure you get out of here okay. No word on the total that he had at the end. That's the thing.
Give me a break.
I don't know what the total was. But they did say that someone saw him on the subway on his ride home, and they said he looked two things, very full and not sober.
Yeah, whatever he saved on hot dogs, if he's sitting there trying to drink as many beers as possible, I bet that would cost a fortune.
Yeah.
In New York at a ball game, how much could a beer cost? Like $30,000 each?
So, and there's the video footage, it's like one person throws a hot dog, and then it's suddenly like one.
Yeah.
There's one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. And they're not all making it to him. So the people surrounding him are being hit with hot dogs and all this kind of stuff.
Fed.
Yeah. And the whole, and there are other people around him standing up, like pumping their arms in the air, like telling the crowd to get up. And the whole crowd starts to stand there chanting, one more dog.
And then they kick him out. It's like, give me a break.
They didn't kick him out.
They escorted him out.
Let us help you get out of here. This could be dangerous.
Let baseball be fun. That's what they need. They need a little bit of excitement, a little fun in the stands.
Yeah.
Come on. You're drinking and having hot dogs, and you're going to kick them out?
Yeah. Imagine, like, if you had six beers and six hot dogs. Good Lord.
I thought this was America.
That's what my little friend Jenny calls Friday night.
Six beers and six hot dogs. Yeah.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, Neogenix.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
It's World Password Day. I didn't know this existed, but here's a little piece of information that you need to know. The most common passwords in the United States last year were 123456, password, admin, and unknown. Here's a note. There's a company called Hive Systems that puts out this information each year. And they said, in today's world, those passwords are cracked instantly. Like, literally, instantly. And even if you have 9 all numbers, less than 6 minutes, that password's cracked. The only safe way is a combination of uppercase and lowercase and numbers.
And a special character. Yeah. Oh, I hate that. But, hate doing it.
But it works.
Yeah.
It does work. Okay. TJ will not make it all the way through this story. I can't tell you why, because it gives away the end. But you are about to be stunned. And this will change. You'll think about this every time you think about going to the dentist.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know this. Yeah. Story.
There's a 40-year-old man in Turkey. His name is Ramazan Yilmaz. And he recently went to the dentist with a toothache. And he had several teeth pulled. And his dentist said, you've got to replace these with implants. They screw directly into your jaw. Well, they were installing a tooth in the upper left of Ramazan's mouth. When he said it felt like his dentist was pushing really hard, like too hard. But the dentist said, no, it's okay. This is normal. And then the dentist pushed so hard, the screw broke through Ramazan's jaw, went up, it was his upper part, went up through his jaw and pierced his brain.
Oh, God.
The screw was lodged in his skull behind his left eye. That's why TJ can't listen, because he can't hear anything.
Oh, my stuff. Gosh.
He screamed. Look at him. The dentist realized it was serious, so he rushed him to the emergency room. Guess what the dentist did then? Took off. Yeah. He just dropped him off the emergency room. Surgeons told the guy he might die. So he said goodbye to his wife and kids. Now, luckily, they saved him. He's going to make a full recovery. He's now suing the dentist for an undisclosed amount of money. He says he called the dentist, and the dentist wouldn't even give him a refund. So he sued the guy.
Yeah, sue him. Sue him for everything. That's worth it. I'd give him everything.
Again, though, it happened in Turkey, not in America. That's the saving grace. So you're not going to encounter this dentist, or hopefully any dentist like that, but as far as we know.
Yeah, not anytime soon, but not long from now, I don't think. That's not too far off. So,
that's the story you'll be talking about the rest of the day today.
Live on your radio and anytime you want us, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.